Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thank you for tuning in, folks. Today's show is about the most precious of metals. It's the monetary standard, most essential jewelry component, symbol of excellence, of wisdom, of holiness, of success, of evil. And Shakespeare described it as the worst poison to men's souls. I guess you figured out what I'm talking about. Today's show is about gold. Woody Allen once said he was proud of his gold watch. His grandfather sold it to him on his deathbed. Here's Ward 6.
I will pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. I will pawn you my old diamond ring. I will pawn you this heart in my bosom. Only say that you love me again. Tell me, why are you so sad and lonely? Tell me, why is your smile not quite right? Tell me, why are you so broken? Is there no kiss for me, love, tonight? I will pawn you my gold watch and chain. I will pawn you my old diamond ring. I will pawn you this heart in my bosom. Only say that you love me again. Tell me, what would I do here without you? There'd be nothing to ease my poor heart. This old world would be sad, dear, without you. Tell me, darling, we never will part. I will pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. I will pawn you my old diamond ring. I will pawn you this heart in my bosom. Only say that you love me again. Take back all the gifts you have given, but a comb and a lock of your hair, and a card with your picture upon it, a face that is false but is fair. I will pawn you my gold watch and chain. I will pawn you my old diamond ring. I will pawn this heart in my bosom. Only say that you love me again. Only say that you love me again.
Listen to the most recent Newfound Records show whenever you want at newfoundrecords.ca.
While strolling through the woods one day, so from camp, I came across the devil and a dozen grinning imps. He said to me, "You pauper, you with pockets full of holes, if you'll give me your truth and pride, I'll give you fancy clothes. I'll give to you more money than the richest billionaire, if you'll give me your hopes and joys, your daydreams and your tears. If you'll give me your first loves and all your friends of old, I'll give to you a mountain that is made of solid gold." I said, "Oh devil buddy, you've made yourself a tree." I gathered up my riches and I set out on a free. I climbed up on my mountain and I took a look around, and then I saw my soul at the bottom of the mound. I've been here on this mountain, Lord, it seems 100 years. I'd give $1 million if these imps I didn't hear. I'd give up all my riches and my mountain made of gold if I could only find the trail that leads down to my soul. I'll never find the trail that leads down to my soul, 'cause I gave it to the devil for a mountain made of gold. I'll never find the trail that leads down to my soul."
From his LP Solid Gold Mountain, released in 1982, you just heard Reg Watkins, and he sang the title song from that album. And before Reg, you heard the band Ward Six. The song they did was Gold Watch and Chain, and that was from their one and only album, released in 1971, and it was simply called Ward Six. They recorded that on the Cinder label. The personnel of Ward Six were John Lacey. He played guitar and sang the vocals. The great guitar picking was by Gordon Quinton and the bass player Boyd Norton. Well, it's break time, but do stick around for more Solid Gold, as Dick Nolan and Vince Coles are coming right up.
The future of animals everywhere is at risk. In the last 40 years, over half of the world's animal populations have disappeared. Biodiversity is in crisis, and we need to do something now to reverse this alarming trend. Earth Rangers knows that no one cares more about animals than our children, and by providing them with the tools and the inspiration to take action, kids can make a real difference to the survival of wildlife. Already, thousands of children across Canada are joining forces as Earth Rangers to help protect animals and their habitats. To get your child involved or to make a donation, please visit earthrangers.com.
For the best Irish and traditional music, you're listening to 93.5 CHMR FM.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on CHMR in St. John's, CJBI on Belle Island, VOBB in Bonbay, BOIR in Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Once again, here's your host, Wayne Tucker.
Today, Newfound Records is going for gold, and speaking of going for gold, I don't suppose there's anybody in Newfoundland and Labrador who hasn't heard of the marvelous accomplishments of Katrina Roxon of Kippens down Stephenville way. She took home gold at the Paralympic Games in Rio, brought home the ultimate symbol of achievement, a gold medal for her performance in the 100-meter breaststroke. She's made all Newfoundland and Labrador proud, and well done, Katrina. Now, a symbol of achievement in the American and Canadian record industry is the coveted gold record. And up until 2008, sales of 50,000 albums qualified for gold record certification by Music Canada. And I would suspect that maybe the first Newfoundlander to be certified gold was Harry Hibbs, because he had several gold records beginning in the late 60s and extending on into the early 1970s. His first one was at the Caribou Club. That was in 1968. Don't know the actual sales numbers. I've seen all kinds of figures for that, from 100,000 up to more than a million. And Dick Nolan, he rocketed to fame in 1972, 1973, and over a period of about a one-year span, Dick Nolan had three gold records. They were all on the RCA label. And here now is Dick with a track from an LP that, well, it might have gone gold if the music industry was certifying gold records back when it was recorded in the mid-60s, from the album Truck Driving Man, Golden Rocket.
All aboard!
From old Montana down to Alabama, I've been before and I'll travel again. You try it from home and can't keep a good man down. Well, you dealt the cards, but you missed the play, so hit the road and be on your way. I'm gonna board this golden rockin' weasel's town. Well, I want a good engine running on time, so baby, I'm switching to another line. Honey, never hang your signal out for me. Get tired of running on the same old track. I got a one-way ticket and I won't be back. The golden rock is gonna roll my blues away. Hear that lonesome whistle blow. That's my cue, and now you know that I got another true love waiting in Tennessee. This midnight special is burning the rail, so woman, don't try to follow my trail, and the golden rock is gonna roll my blues away. Hear that thunder on through the night, the golden rocket is doing me right, and that sunny old Southland sure is a part of me. Out from that call, gonna raise your name. The fire went out, you lost your flame, and the golden rug was gonna roll my blues away. That old conductor, he seemed to know you'd done me wrong, I was feeling low, for he yelled aloud, we're over that Dixon line. Then the brakeman started singing a song, you're worried now, but you won't be long. This golden rug is gonna roll my blues away. And the porter yelled with his southern drawl, rise and shine, I'm a-tellin' y'all. So I sprang to my feet to reach the newborn day. I kissed my baby at the station door, the whistle blew like never before. Golden rock is gonna roll my blues away. Yeah, the golden rock is gonna roll my blues away.
Well, the golden rock. Are you wondering who sang a song you heard on Newfound Records? Find out on the playlist page at newfoundrecords.ca.
Love is like a field of flowers. There are thorns along the road, and everyone will sometimes stumble underneath life's heavy load. You tasted love in all its flavor, from the cup of a life we share, and it keeps us feeling younger as we enter golden years. Our golden years, long may they linger, like the love I have for you. Your silver hair will just feel softer after we have slipped into a golden year. Love is a book are the pages, and each chapter has its place. Oh, the story of love is written in the lines upon your face. Come, let me hold you the way I love to. Let me show how much I care. I'm so glad that you still want to be my companion in our golden years. Golden years, long may they linger, like the love I have for you. Your silver hair will just feel softer after we have slipped into our golden years. Our golden years, long may they linger, like the love I have for you. Your silver hair will just feel softer after we have slipped into our golden years.
You just heard Vince Coles, and the song he sang was Golden Years. It's from his album, I Want to Be a Working Man Again, released in 1985. By the way, Vince wrote that song, Golden Years. The LP was Vince's only LP. He did release many CDs later on with his brother Ellis. They are a very popular duo, especially in rural Newfoundland, and they write just about all their own material, I understand. And before Vince Coles, you heard Dick Nolan with the Hank Snow composition, Golden Rocket. Dick took that to number 2 on the national RPM charts in the mid-60s. This is Newfound Records. My name is Wayne Tucker. Now next up, a group called the Bay Boys, and the kingpins of that group were brothers Fred and Les Northcott. Now Fred, he was born in the now abandoned fishing settlement of Coppet, C-O-P-P-E-T-T, that was near Ramia. And it was only a tiny place, apparently. Its population peaked in 1945 when they had 56 people living there. Fred's family moved to Ramia. That was around 1950, and that's where Fred's brother Les was born. Eventually, the boys both ended up settling in St. Catharines, Ontario, and formed that group, the Bay Boys, and that's where they did most of their playing up in that region. And they played mostly Newfoundland music. And it's interesting that Fred has the unusual ability to play both accordion and harmonica at the same time. And his brother Les, he played guitar and bass. Now, the Bay Boys released 2 LPs in the mid-1980s. They had terrific backing musicians like the Polka King, Walter Ostenek, and fiddler extraordinaire, Graeme Townsend. Well, from the LP, Down Home Favorites. Here are the Bay Boys with Fred Northcott's composition, As Green Leaves Turn Gold.
Another short hour, we wait for the tide. Then the troop ships will take me away from your side. It hurts me to leave you, for I'll miss you so. There's a cruel war raging, and I'm called to go. As we sit on the park bench, I gaze at the sky and watch as the fall clouds go scurrying by. I see the big maple as they sway to and fro in their beautiful splendor as their green leaves turn gold.
I ponder my future with you by my side. For the love I have for you, no words can describe. So sadly I leave you, I know you'll be true. And when it's all over, I'll come back to you. Now the convoy is ready and the ships are let go to take us to Europe, to where we don't know. We'll fight for our country and the ones we love so. For we love our own land where the green leaves turn gold. While the time passes slowly and the war rages on, the fighting continues through day, night and dawn. To see my old comrades one by one lose their lives, it's hell here on earth as we try to survive. As I lay in the trenches and write to my love, for an end to this war I pray to God up above. To get me home safely and to start a new life, and to ask my sweetheart to be my dear wife. With our backs to the ocean, the fighting was tough, for God only knows we have suffered enough. The shells did explode and the shrapnel did fly. On the beaches of Dunkirk, I lost both my eyes. The small boats of Britain, they took us from there to old Mother England for hospital care. Then on to my own land, to my beautiful blonde. She had heard my misfortune, I arrived, she was gone. Now the days are so lonely and I'm a sad man, as I walk through the park with a cane in my hand. The wind through the trees so softly did blow, but now I can see them, the green leaves turn gold.
You just heard the Bay Boys with As Green Leaves Turn Gold. Listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Now up next is a little nonsense from a duo that I don't know a thing about. Their name's Colin Mahoney and Mose Conley. I think they may be from the Ramia region as well, like the Northcott boys that you just heard from. So all I'm going to do is a wee bit of silliness. The title is If Fish Were Gold Nuggets. I took it from a very rare recording by Reg Watkins. It's called Cassette Audio Tour Number 1 from Rose Blanche to Deer Lake. Reg released that in 1989, and it's a combination of his narrative, an audio tour guide, mixed in with music from the local areas that he's touring. So he had access, apparently, to Colin Mahoney and Mose Conley, and the song you're about to hear was, I don't know if it was ever released in any other media other than this tape by Reg. So let's give them a listen with their silly little ditty, Colin Mahoney and Mose Conley.
Well, if fish were gold nuggets, what a people there would be, giving up the land and going back to the sea. And the typical Newfoundlander could sit right back and smile, for oilskins and rubber boots would surely be in style. There'd be a gold rush when the caping rolled, and each and every newbie would have his bucket of gold. But fish aren't gold nuggets and we'll never see the oil, and I don't say that rubber boots will ever be in style. Well, the newbies would be wealthy, and that's to say the least. Well, the kin up on the mainland would surely come back east, with their trawlers and their draggers, their dories and their skiffs, with their hook lines and their jiggers, all hoping to get rid. There'd be a
gold rush when the cape was rolled. And each and every newbie would have his bucket of gold. But fish aren't gold nuggets and we'll never see the oil. And I don't say that rubber boots will ever be in style. Well, we'd sure be heard in Ottawa, cause you know how money talks. But the way that we get pushed around, they probably cut our stocks. They'd be up there backbiting us and throwing dirty digs, while at the same time smiling and dancing goofy jigs. There'd be a gold rush when the caping rolled, and each and every newbie would have his bucket of gold. But fish aren't gold nuggets and we'll never see the oil. And I don't say that rubber boots will ever be in style. No, and I don't say that rubber boots will ever be in style.
Well, it's time for another break, but stay put. We'll be right back with more Newfoundland Gold. Life is hard.
Hello to our listeners out there.
This is Vicky and Ruth.
Ruth and Vicky.
Your favorite exchange students from Memorial University.
Tune in every Tuesday from 4 to 5 and exchange your mind.
Only on 93.5 CHMR.
And now for a public service announcement. The Memorial Walking Program is open to students, staff, and alumni. Let's go for a walk every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., starting at the landing. To register, email tdlm00@mon.ca. That is tdlm00@mon.ca or call the wellness office at 864-2659. That's 864-2659. This announcement has been a public service of 93.5 CHMR FM.
You're listening to Campus and Community Radio in St. John's. This is 93.5 CHMR FM.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Each week, your host, Wayne Tucker, spins the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the campus of Memorial University in St. John's. In addition to being heard on CHMR, Newfound Records is also pleased to be heard on VOBB Bombay, CJBI Belle Island, BOIR Corner Brook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairyland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Be sure you check out the program's companion website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca. Sit back and enjoy the most recent programs there whenever you want to. And you can find Newfound Records on Twitter and on Facebook. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. We now return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thank you, Rosemary, and welcome back again to you. I'm Wayne Tucker, and on Newfound Records today, we're going for gold. Now, next on the platter, we have the choir of Gower Street United Church, and that was a choir of over 50 voices, both male and female. The organist and the choir master was Douglas Osmond, and he was born in Morton's Harbour in Newfoundland, studied at the Royal Academy of Music in London, in England, and I think he went there in the mid-1930s and graduated in 1941, something that not a lot of Newfoundlanders were doing back in those days, I would not think. That choir released two LPs, both in the late 1950s. They came out on the Rodeo label, and you're about to hear a track from one of them now, the LP simply entitled Choir of Gower Street United Church. Got a short quote here from the liner notes. Gower Street United Church Choir is a choral group existing primarily to lead in the singing of the music of the church and to the glory of God. In presenting these recordings, it is the hope of the full membership and their talented director that those who listen shall be rewarded with rest and relaxation and spiritual blessing. End quote. Here then, the choir of Gower Street United Church with The Golden Day Is Dying. You just heard the choir of Gower Street United Church. Now, moving along to 1978, that's the year that Claude Sound Productions of Stephenville recorded a choir in Gander. That choir was the New Generation Singers, and from their LP, their only one as far as I know, the title of it was Souvenirs. They released it in 1978, recorded live at the Arts and Culture Center in Gander by Claude Sound Productions Mobile Unit. This is Neil Young's After the Gold Rush on the Newfound Records Radio Hour.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor coming, saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree.
There was a fanfare blowing into the sun that was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. I was lying in a burnt-out basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for a replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my head and I felt like getting high. Hoping it was a lie.
Well, I dreamed I saw a silver spaceship lying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all round the chosen ones.
All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seat to a new home in the sun. Find Mother Nature's silver seat.
There you have it, the New Generation Singers of Gander with Neil Young's After the Gold Rush. Next up on the Newfound Records Radio Hour, we have Jeff Nicholson. And no doubt you're wondering who Jeff Nicholson is. Well, he arrived in St. John's, Newfoundland in the mid-1980s. He was in his early 20s then. Used to perform at local clubs while working towards a degree with an English major at Memorial University. Quite a popular folk singer and guitarist at that time. Released one album, it was only released on cassette tape, I do believe. That was in 1987. And that album was named the best local pop rock album of the year by Newfoundland Herald. It's very rare, though, and that's too bad, because it is a fine collection of Nicholson's music. Jeff Nicholson composed all the material on there, and he played the guitar and harmonica on the album and did the vocals. He had a fine bunch of backing musicians. Lead guitarist was Sandy Morris. Nelson Giles played bass. Howie Southwood was on drums. Hugh McGuire did harmonies. Delphine Holman played the banjo. And Rick Hollis played something called the DX7 plus saxophone and flute. Listen closely now and you'll hear some nifty guitar picking here by Sandy Morris as Jeff Nicholson sings his own song, Goldmine.
I took a walk one day in the woods and I looked into the sky. Clouds had fallen in the early morning and I wanted to know why. I looked around to see if I could find some other things that made me feel this way. Birds were singing and I was thinking that I'd be a poet one day. Cause I found a gold mine. Couldn't see anything but nature and me. I laughed aloud at the breaking clouds and I hung back on my knees. I swung to and fro until I nearly let go, but I hung there anyway. Birds were singing and I was thinking that I'd be a poet one day. Cause I found a gold.
Hey, this is Sandy Morris. You're listening to Newfound Records, the program that gives airtime to Newfoundland Labrador's pioneer recording artists.
I walk along, see the world that surrounds me. I'm feeling high as the rain falls around me. A heart of gold beating warmth in the high.
That was Heart of Gold by the duo Moral Support. Moral Support were Sandro Durante and Richard Cranford, and the Newfoundland connection is Cranford. I think he was born in Newfoundland, son of the late Herb Cranford. He was a very well-known local piano player and piano tuner from some decades ago. Now Richard, he's an electronic wizard, also a poet and a musician. He once worked in engineering at NTV, and he actually made and played his own synthesizer. It sounds like quite an accomplishment to me. Sandro Durante, the other half of the duo of Moral Support, I know absolutely nothing about. Before Moral Support, you heard Jeff Nicholson. This is Newfound Records. I'm Wayne Tucker. Moving right along now, let's have another piece of gold music. This one is from Peter Francis Quinlan. The song is Black Gold. He wrote it, and it's taken from his LP Shock Absorber, released in 1979. With it, we're laughing. Without it, we're cold. The root of all evil is that stuff called black gold.
Well, the world's in a panic, and the dollar's lost ground. The gold price is soaring, and there's confusion all around. The Arabs think they've made it, and they live in high style, while the world's going broke from buying their oil. Now, Alberta's got heritage, and they're living real nice, while the rest of us scrape bucks just to try pay their price. 'Cause with it we're laughing, and without it we're cold. And the root of all evil is that stuff called black gold. And black gold, I'm told, will take all our troubles away. Black gold, I'm told, will make us all rich someday. Rumors are spreading and the market is hot, but no one is saying just what we've got. 'Cause the Russians take our fish while we sweat and toil, but our time is coming, boys, 'cause we've got the oil. You know, our Churchill's producing, but the issues are still great. Quebec takes the money while the new fees must wait. But I hear Rene has given up on West Labrador, and now insist we give them the whole southern shore. 'Cause black gold, I'm told, will take all our troubles away. Black gold, I'm told, will make us all rich someday. Now the times are changing, and it's happening fast. Soon we'll be number one, not like in the past. 'Cause they'll come from Toronto, and from Texas they'll run, to try to take our money, but we'll give them none. 'Cause if we keep our senses, when those oil companies come, we won't let them take it, we'll just lend them a drum, 45 gallons. So don't burn your fish boat, you'll need them, I'm told, as ferries for the people who will come by our gold. And black gold, I'm told, will take all our troubles away. Black gold, I'm told, will make us all rich someday. When the oil slicks spread across the sea, the fish will die, we are told.
That was Peter Francis Quinlan. Well, next up, we have Gord Tracy and the Constellations with a song called Golden Star. And I find that song a bit of an earworm for me, I must say. It was written by band member Don Baker, and he wrote all the songs on the album that came from. Title of the album, In Your Memory, and it was released, I believe, around 1974. Now, other members of the band, in addition to Gord Tracy and Don Baker, were Harold Baker and Bill Tizzard. Here then, Golden Star.
Dreaming, dreaming of a golden star. Wondering why it's so love will always be true. Shining so bright and clear. Always, always I'll just hear. It tells me that I have nothing to
Gord Tracy and the Constellations. Well, Newfound Records is winding down now, and unfortunately we'll be ending on a sad note. News that one of Newfoundland's pioneer musicians passed away a week or so ago. His name was Wally Cobb. He was 74 years old. Now, Wally's close friend, Mac Barfoot, said that Cobb had a prominent career as a traditional and jazz bassist decades ago. He played bass on All Around the Circle, the TV series that ran for more than 10 years. He also played on the Ryan's Fancy TV series. He played bass as a backing musician on several vinyl records, and on many of them, I suspect, he wasn't credited. You'll now hear two tracks, back-to-back, featuring Wally Cobb on bass. The first is a number by Terry Kelleher from Kelleher's album Face and Eyes that was released in 1980. The song you're going to hear is called The Way I Am. It was written by Neil Sedaka. And after that, you'll hear an instrumental by Ray Walsh. The title is Golden Slippers from Ray's album Newfoundland Accordion Favorites. And on that album, Ray is backed by All Around the Circle band veterans like Don Randall, and apparently Don played guitar on this album, not fiddle. Ray Kirvin played the drums. Ollie Smith was on piano. Of course, Ray Walsh handled the accordion, and on bass, Wally Cobb. Now pay close attention to the bass on this Ray Walsh number, as Wally Cobb gives his bass guitar quite a workout. But first, Terry Kelleher.
Stormy sky before me, heavy winds blowing. I'm a mean old man, heaven help me for the way I am. Living up the good times, suffering the bad times, trying to make it easy on myself, treading on a to spin. And father, get your shotgun, mother, tell your children, tell them I'm a mean old man, heaven help me for the way I am.
screaming. Find me when my mind is almost gone from drinking and a dreaming. Drag me from the bar room, take me up to your room. Tell you I'm a mean old man, heaven help me for the way I am.
Rest in peace, Wally Cobb. You just heard him play bass for Ray Walsh and Terry Kelleher. Well, that's a wrap for another episode of Newfound Records. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed the show, and that you'll come back again next week. Taking us out today, the Kitty Vitty Minstrels with Golden Jubilee. Toodaloo!
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show was recorded at the CHMR Studios, Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your emails to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music from the pioneer recording artists of Newfoundland and Labrador. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday.
There it is.